this past Friday at the Frist Art Museum downtown, they started a new exhibit of Mysteries of Buddhist Art. And it was a really cool thing to be able to go down there and see, because they have some Tibetan monks that they brought in to do a sand mandala. And it was pretty amazing. They came in and they blessed the space, and that's always quite a dramatic thing to see them, and the chanting and the horns and the cymbals. And I had the good fortune to have my daughter with me. We played she played hooky, I was off. But just being part of that was just amazing. And one of the things that's just so hard, I think, for a lot of us in Western culture to imagine is all the work that goes into one of those sand mandalas. You know, this thing is going to be probably 4 or 5 feet wide, and it's so intricately put together, and the colors are just stunning, and the geometrics are just, it's just breathtaking. And then in May, they're just going to fold it all up and take it down to the river and do a ceremony where they let it go. After all that work, I don't know about you guys, but that's the kind of thing my mom would have decoupaged. You know, she would have put that up on the wall in my room. Stan did this. Let's hold on to that. Okay. But that's not what this is about with them. In fact, it's a whole lesson on impermanence. We do these things, and we do them in this moment because it gives us pleasure and it's the right thing to do. And then we let go of it. I love that about Buddhism, that their basic Four Noble Truths are that life involves a lot of suffering. There's great joy, but life involves suffering. That's the first noble truth. A lot of us spend a lot of time trying to avoid at all costs suffering or uncomfortable pain, uncomfortable feelings, but to accept that life involves suffering. Okay. And then the second noble truth, that a lot of that suffering, if not all of the suffering, is caused by our incredible attachment to things and our unwillingness to let go. The third noble truth is that you can lose this suffering if you lose the attachments. And the fourth truth is, to lose the attachments, you need to walk the Eightfold Path. Now, this isn't a talk about Buddhism this morning. What I wanted to convey was how different our thoughts are. How contrary that is to what I grew up with. That things need not make us suffer if we just let go of them. Our whole Western culture seems to be built on the opposite. It's attachments, it's acquisitions. If I can get this, then I'll be happy. And now that I've got this, if I can just get this, I'll be happy. Well, if I can get both of these, one is good, three is better, right? So the more I get, the more I attain, the happier I will be. And if you look at the record, I'm not sure that served us all that well. Our whole socioeconomic system is built on the premise that if I get more, I'll be happy. The more I attain, the more I attach to, the better life will be. And the Buddhists say, you know what? Trying to fulfill yourself that way is like trying to put a fire out with fat. The very thing that's driving this can't be the thing that puts it out. But it's really hard to think outside the culture you're in at the time or the way you're brought up. There's a great story about an Eastern master who has all of his disciples at his feet. And one of them says, you know, master, how is it or why is it that in the West they have great material things and they have made great material progress? And everyone seems so wealthy, but they seem to not have much spiritual life. And then in the East, we don't have much. We don't have much in way of wealth or material things, but we have great spiritual life and reflection. Why is that? And the master thought for just a little while, and he said, well, because when God was making the universe, and after he did put everything into place and he brought into life humankind, and it was time to decide who wanted wealth and who wanted spiritual life, the West got first choice. Which seems to say to me, in his wisdom, the master was saying, it is part of human nature to want, to acquire, and to keep, and to attach. And when you don't have those things to do, what's left is to develop your spiritual life. I think it's worth thinking about in the context of recovery. I know all the things I've been attached to in active addiction and still struggle with in recovery, the approval of other people. A friend of mine said he'd love to make a shirt that said, it's none of my business what other people think of me. And then he wanted on the back to say, but I'd still like to know. Isn't that true? But it's none of my business, really. I can drive myself crazy trying to please other people. In fact, I have. I'm not the only person in this room, I'll bet. But the approval of others, money, relationships and sex, power, influence, you name it. Bigger car, bigger house, bigger arms. All the things that we're attached to that we think we need. When in fact, in the end, none of those feed our spirit, do they? So what do we need to let go of when we're talking about recovery? Here's one. I need to let go of, lose my attachment to, the fact that I'm different. That my drinking and drugging isn't like yours. Because when I do that, I've automatically moved myself just half a step out of the circle that can save my life. I have to accept that. I need to let go of the idea, let go of the attachment that I'm different. The other thing I need to let go of is the idea that I can figure this out on my own. Because trying to figure it out on my own is what got me here in the first place. When I let go of that and I surrender to the idea that there may be some other people that have gone before me that could help me and make my life infinitely easier and smoother, life gets easier and smoother. But I need to let go of that attachment. And I think in Steve's second song, it captured the other part, is I need to let go of thinking this is going to be easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. If it was easy, it wouldn't feel as good once we come out on the other side. Any kind of growth, any kind of rebirth involves a little struggle, a little desperation, a little pain, but it's worth it when I come out on the other side, right? So one of the attachments I need to let go of is this is going to be easy and it's just going to come to me like that. One of the last things that's the most important thing, though, that I need to let, so many things we need to let go of, lose our attachment to, but one of them is that asking you for help somehow means that I am a loser, that I can't do this on my own. In fact, one of the paradoxes of recovery, that idea of asking for help actually makes us stronger, is something very difficult. Because you know what? I don't recall many movies where John Wayne said, excuse me, do you mind? I could really use some help here. Okay? We've got this internalized cultural mythology about asking for help being a sign of weakness, and we need to let go of that if we're going to get this recovery thing. because when I do that, instantly the universe steps up and begins to align, and my life starts healing and getting better because I have the direction that I didn't have before. I've got to let go of my attachment to the old way of doing things, and I need to step into the light of a new and different path. I've got to work those steps. I've got to go to meetings. I've got to talk to my sponsor. I have to surrender to a totally different way of being in the world. In a way, what I need to let go of also is the idea that more is better, because when it comes to recovery, better, more, is the enemy of good. I need to learn to let go and let God and be satisfied with the outcome. I need to become more childlike, like we did in our responsive reading. I need to be willing to grow and learn and let go of what I knew and embrace something totally new and different. So if you would please bow me and join me in a moment of prayer. God, you know our hearts, you know our minds, you know how complicated we make life. You know all the fears that drive us, our not enoughness, our need to be accepted, our need to feel loved, and all the ways we get in our own way. Please help us remember that third step prayer, remove the bondage of self. Help us get out of our own way so that we can embrace a new way of being by letting go of our attachments to the old way of thinking and acting. Amen.